nasty oven baked Cheetos.
You wouldn't think that would make.
It makes a huge difference. And I was off mic because I'm eating nasty oven baked Cheetos.
Well, that used to be a thing that people liked to hear you eat and what you were eating. You just push your cough button so you could chew. You turned it off.
That's why I got a Pop-Tart, so I could eat a Pop-Tart, and it's not as loud as the other one.
Because Pop-Tarts are soft. We haven't done a podcast, just the two of us, for how long?
Mm-hmm. 7 months.
Why?
Is that wrong?
Why are you?
Because I'm on top of the world. Looking down on creation and the only explanation.
I'm on top of the Carpenters.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I thought it was the Osmonds.
I know that. I know that too.
So, we started a GoFundMe last week. We started a GoFundMe 36 hours ago.
Okay, wait a minute.
Let's do this!
In the morning, in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're a steamer, but you can't be frightened when it comes to this. Put down your back tricks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib in the city. I said, I'll get you something nice, something pretty, and I did.
And, you and then I was sick, and we didn't do a podcast. And then I almost died. Getting crumb, bling, bling, I got some love for you. You don't know how sick I was. Big butts bouncing, I'm on the sink. Big butts bouncing. Can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's blurred. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice sunny on the table. I'm a shit, so I'm saying.
Ain't got no dope. All got some bones.
Thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. I'm your host, Chick. That's your other host, Jess. And this is going to be the thankful podcast. This is going to be thank you, thank you, thank you. We're both bowled over. We're shocked. We're stunned. Our faith in humanity has been restored. It's just amazing. We're talking about Jess's daughter, Addie, and the GoFundMe campaign that started
36 hours ago.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it was that. It seems like 24 hours, but yeah, 36 hours ago.
It was like 10 o'clock on, what is today, Wednesday night?
Wednesday night. This is Friday morning. We're recording this March 18th.
March 18th. Lord our God.
2016. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought? And we...
Today's my dad's fiancé's birthday. I just realized that.
Dad's fiancé. Well, happy birthday.
Rebecca.
I didn't know
They're
if we were
in Florida.
Going to... Didn't know if we were going to say her name, but happy birthday, Rebecca. If you look up and you see a Rebecca, tell her happy birthday.
Happy birthday. They're in Florida.
Isn't she driving a yellow car?
Yeah, Dad got her a yellow Camaro. Rented her a yellow Camaro to drive around on spring break.
Peel out.
Yep. So anyway. So we started this GoFundMe campaign 36 hours ago. And here's the backstory to the GoFundMe. Our neighbor, he's a senior at New Powell High School. And he is in a class, a business class. I'm not sure what the class is called, but it's a business-based class. Created by a former teacher of mine, Jeremy Large. And
he's large. He's huge.
Mr. Large.
He's massive.
Yes. All the girls had a crush on him growing up.
Senor Large.
He was the cute teacher.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm, he was. He looks the exact same. He has not aged at all.
We had that same exact situation in my high school.
Uh-huh.
Only the gentleman.
Was the football coach.
Yeah, that too. Maybe I should leave this alone. You're on cough.
Because I was chewing. Stop talking to me while I'm chewing.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway.
Anyway, they're still together is my point.
Good for them. Anyway. So.
Half our age plus seven. Go ahead. Can I start with something?
No, you can't. Let me finish my story. So Connor is doing this project. It's a fundraiser, non-for-profit type thing. And he asked if he could do, if he could start raising money for Addie. And I said, absolutely. And getting her a seizure response and or alert dog.
These dogs are amazing.
They're amazing dogs.
They can sense a seizure coming and can break the person's
fall.
Yeah,
if they can't get the person down or in a safe place, then they will stand behind the person whichever way the person may fall.
And let the person fall on the dog to break their fall.
Yes. That's why it has to be a certain breed of dog. It can't be a small dog. That's
like a
why
Chihuahua.
Right. I'm sure a Chihuahua could be trained, but they couldn't break your fall and keep you safe.
No. It could go get you tacos or something.
That's what it does.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
When you wake up from a seizure, if you're hungry.
Go run, get me a chimichanga.
Yeah, there you go. They wear like those things that the donkeys used to wear and on the sides, and you just stick a taco on each side of the Chihuahua.
A serape?
Is that what that's called? Only you would know.
A poncho?
No, a poncho is something
different. Pantaloons?
I like that word.
We're making fun and laughing because if we don't, we'll start crying.
Right. So I've cried so much in the last.
We've cried enough on this podcast.
Right. So I said, yeah, Connor, that would be great. We would really appreciate that. Whatever you need us to do. So we had a meeting and there's going to be a fundraiser at the high school. Next month, or maybe it's in May. I'm going to have to double check the date on that. And they're going to do like a walkathon amongst the elementary schools and just raise money for this. Anyway, so Connor said, can you start a GoFundMe page so we have a place to put the money as we earn it? And by the way, he received a $1,000 grant from the Hancock County Chamber of Commerce as seed money to have the fundraiser. He presented his idea to them and they gave him money. And so that's how this started. I'm not telling the story very well because I'm so like pumped. Like I'm over the moon because I put this up Wednesday night at 10 o'clock, told Addie's story. And here we are 36 hours later, and we've exceeded our goal of $22,000. That's how much a seizure response dog costs on average.
It is now over 100%, almost $23,000.
Wow.
On the GoFundMe page. And you can reach that on my Twitter at ChickMcGee1, at Jess's Twitter at TheJessExpo. Mm-hmm. Also on my Instagram, the Chick McGee, it's in my bio, to donate some money for Addie. And obviously the work's not over. We've got to, find a dog now.
So that's the next step is that what we're going to do is we're gonna visit a couple of these facilities and check out the trainers and the dogs and see what they have. What we can do and those types, or just making sure it's a perfect fit for Addie.
Sure.
So we're going to continue to take donations.
Addie, being 10 years old, has pretty much decided she wants a German Shepherd.
Yeah, she did.
And
say she wants a
German Shepherd. I can't blame her there. They're fine animals and they're very smart.
And that's what she's decided she wanted. But we're going to see what's available. I feel like when you get a dog, it's like when you meet a person in a relationship. Like you might not think that they're super cute, but you fall in love with them anyway. Maybe it's like that. Maybe it's not the type of dog
they might not be that smart, but you love them anyway.
These dogs are really smart.
I'm thinking about my little monkey, my little golden retriever who could be the dimmest.
She would not be a good seizure response dog.
Yes, she would. It might take her a little longer to get trained.
I think she would be a wonderful seizure companion dog. I think she would be a wonderful seizure companion.
She really blossomed when Ruby came to live with us.
Did she?
She.
Because Ruby is Monkey's companion dog.
That's right. So when Monkey falls over, she is the only golden retriever, and I'm not.
That literally trips and falls.
I'm not making this up. I've seen this dog trip and fall.
This is so
true. And then she gets up and looks at you like
you tripped her.
Or
she doesn't acknowledge.
I didn't trip.
Oh.
I'm good. I didn't trip her. No problem. I'm good. But if Ruby were a bigger dog, Ruby's only an Australian Shepherd and hovers right around, 30 pounds or something. So she wouldn't be a very good dog.
No.
She's too small. But she could definitely learn how to sense the seizure. But anyway, we still are looking for donations at the GoFundMe page if you'd like to participate.
Yeah, if you would, we would really appreciate it. I mean, we are overjoyed. We are there's so many things that now that we've seen such the response that and that there's going to be continued fundraisers that we are going there is a possibility that we're going to set up a foundation in Addie's name, and we are going to have a fundraiser annually and be able to provide the funds needed for other children who need seizure alert dogs.
That is a great idea.
You know what I mean? It's weird. It's the things that happen. You know, as a mother, when your child is in a situation like Addie is, or different, whatever, and you're concerned about their adult life, not just their childhood, but what's going to happen when they're adult? What are they going to do? And it's just like, what if this is what she's going to do? What if this is what she's going to run this foundation, and she's going to use, you know,
help kids like her.
Help kids like her.
Well,
yeah.
One of the most the greatest piece of writing I've ever seen is what your initial piece on the GoFundMe page explaining Addie's situation and what she has been going through, and what her mom and dad have been going through. And then also someone replied to you who was, he had epilepsy and did not realize what his mother and father had gone through until he read what Jess had wrote about her daughter. So,
and he actually listened to the podcast, and then that's how it started. Yeah, it started because of a response.
And then he ended up calling his mom and telling her that I didn't realize what you had gone through until I heard Jess talk about what she had gone through.
Yeah, do you want me to read it, or do you want to just keep paraphrasing?
Well, I didn't want to argue about it, but
well, I'm not. I don't want to argue either. I don't want to.
Of course,
argue.
Go ahead, read it.
I gotta find it now. Sorry. That's the thing, is that obviously the monetary donations are, I mean, it's wonderful. I hate it when people say I can't put it into words, but I've shook my head. I've been alone in my car so many times lately, or wandering around the house, and I've shook my head and just been like, oh my gosh, you know, or just cried. Like, those are my first responses, shaking my head. Can you guys tell I'm shaking my head?
When I first saw the GoFundMe site go up, I had two thoughts. What if we don't get enough money and it's up there for, you know, weeks and weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And then my other thought was, what if someone steps up and just gives us the whole...
Oh, really?
The whole nut or whatever. But then...
There's too many people individually that care about Addie so much that we were able to do that. But
this exceeds even... my most optimistic expectations. I could not believe.
Yeah, it's just
what has gone on.
I did not have. And what have we always said? What have we always said about expectations, guys? What have we always said about expectations?
They'll ruin your life.
They can. They're not necessary. Okay?
That's not what we always say. You regular listeners know what we always say.
I know
say.
What I always say, but I'm trying to be. But so I didn't. I really went into this not having expectations at all.
I just wanted people to be aware of it, and you know, yeah. if they would stumble across it, or
I hope this person doesn't mind that I'm sharing this, but they said, my heart is so happy that all of these people are helping you and Addie. I was around her age when I was first diagnosed with epilepsy. I will never forget the feeling of being so helpless and out of control, but I never even thought about the struggle my parents went through until I heard your story on the podcast. You made me realize that their struggle was just as real as my own, that their pain increased with mine. So you are very welcome for the donation, but I'd like to thank you for sharing so much on that very special OTA episode. It was so eye-opening that I immediately called my mother to thank her for everything that she had done for me. We had a good cry that left me feeling lighter than I'd felt in years, knowing that she felt appreciated. I don't know if Addie is in the same place where I was, but just know one day she'll be thanking you too. It's interesting. You don't hear, I mean.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's just one, you know, of It was, that's a perspective I haven't heard very often, is of an adult who experienced epilepsy as a child. I haven't heard that a lot. And there's still a stigma in saying out loud, you know, I'm an epileptic. Yeah, so I think that, and I mean, I guess that's another goal of mine, is that Addie can break that stigma. She can say it's okay. You know, we've talked about John Travolta's son. John Travolta recently wrote a public letter regarding his son's death. That his son would have been 23, I think, this year,
mm-hmm.
and he died from SUDEP. And I mean, it's a real thing. And recently, Harrison Ford spoke, I think, at NYU in regard to epilepsy. His daughter is an adult, and she's had epilepsy. And she's been seizure free for a long time, but he just talks about how it affects not only her health, but her day to day life and her mental ability, and how it affects the family and parents and other siblings that see, you know, that go through this with her. I mean, it's like this morning, you know, I'm watching this GoFundMe just, you know, increase and increase in donation after donation, and I'm just in shock. And Addie has a seizure right there, you know, and it's like,
had one this morning.
Yeah, she had a couple this morning. And I was able to, you know, she went back to bed and she slept for a little while, and she woke up and she said, "Have I already been up this morning? Why am I dressed?" And I said, "Yeah, you'd had a couple of seizures." I said, "Do you feel okay?" She's like, "I feel okay." That was it. "Can I get a sausage biscuit?" And that was it.
Oh, I want a sausage.
Sausage biscuit. Mm-hmm.
We should go to Bob Evans.
You think so?
Nothing better than sausage gravy over at Bob Evans.
So
we just wanted to take a part of the podcast to thank everybody.
Yeah, I just,
I mean, as much
my, when people say my heart is full, I understand what that means now. Not that I haven't had other things to be grateful, but literally overflowing, like just, I mean, like little hearts coming out of my heart and sending them all to you. I wish there was, I'm going to find an emoji that I can put up for you guys, or something, a video of just hearts on hearts on hearts.
You know, you go through your life and you realize there are some things that are stereotypically true, and your expectations of that never fail. You know, it's like, oh, well, this guy on Twitter is going to say this, or, you know, and all of those stereotypes obviously revolve around people and how they're going to react. And, oh, well, I'm not surprised by that. Or what's the old saying we had? Don't ever underestimate how people can disappoint you. Or,
yeah, but you know what? After the last couple of days.
No, exactly. That's what I'm leading up to. I mean, but the older you get, you swing back. Well, and not necessarily the older. It doesn't have anything to do with age. Things start happening in your life that you realize, you know, people are, I don't know what happens to some people. Certainly there's that will skew this, but after this, I mean, people are inherently good, I think. And
yeah,
they want to do nice things for each other. And
mm-hmm.
we're all in this together, and especially the, there's a lot of weirdness going around as far as,
I mean, people at
who's going to lead the country, and
right. There's people at school. I mean, there's staff members that have donated, I mean, a lot of money, you know, and a little bit of money and whatever. There was a little girl in Addie's class that donated a significant amount of money that she had been saving. And I was just like, talk about just the tears. And I mean, I walked into school this morning and little girls going, "My mom shared your GoFundMe on her Facebook page, and we did this, and is Addie going to get her dog?" I mean, like, it's just, it's everywhere. And then apparently someone saw it on the news last night at some point. I'm not sure.
I don't know how that, I didn't either. I didn't hear about it until you told me about it.
I said so. It was on Fox 59 at some point last night, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, I'm on board. Let's do this.
So. Oh, and coming up, we talked about this before, I think.
We did?
Maybe we didn't.
Are we going to talk about it?
About Tom and I have been talking for years about having a putt-putt golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, as many of you know, there have been some things we had to pay attention to on the Bob and Tom Show recently, and we're frankly still paying attention to them. But we were looking for the right place to send the money to, and when we do have the putt-putt tournament, the proceeds will be benefiting Addie and the foundation and the soon-to-be formed foundation and getting seizures. These, you know me and dogs and kids. Dogs and kids and Addie.
I'm going to say dogs and...
Well, yeah, maybe not kids.
Dogs and
dogs
your,
and Addie.
Dogs and your kids and my kids. And
yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Did I tell you this? So anyway, before we go off on a tangent like we do, thank you very much, everyone. We really do appreciate it. I mean, I appreciate it, and I'm kind of sort of removed. I mean, I have a relationship with Addie, but I can't imagine what you're feeling. So
I know. It's
thank you, thank you, thank you.
I did realize, but something that, how do I say this? Maybe I should think before I speak. I should try that.
I wouldn't.
One of the things that I have pushed out of my mind a lot and tried not to deal with the most is Addie's lack of friendships because of this. Addie can't go to sleepovers. Her mannerisms are odd. She's not as mature as a lot of the girls in her grade. Things like that. Everyone is incredibly kind to her. Don't get that twisted. That's not what I'm saying. But she doesn't have genuine friendships, okay?
Right.
And I know that that's not healthy. But when you are in a mode of, I need to keep my child alive, friendships kind of fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was typing the original post for the GoFundMe page, I realized that this isn't just peace of mind. This isn't another set of eyes to watch Addie. This isn't just freedom for Addie to wander around the yard, you know, things like that, for her to be able to go and swing on the swing set or you know, play with the chalk in the driveway, things like that. It's not just about that. This is a friend. This is a friend. This is a friendship, you know, that, I mean, you can't, like, it's so many things come with this that she needs.
This dog is going to be.
No pressure, dog.
So
no
much.
Pressure.
Oh, no, the dogs can handle it. That's why they only live, you know, 12, 15 years.
Because of their.
They can't, that's, they give you everything they have every minute that they're alive.
Yeah.
So.
So it's just. I mean, every day we realize, oh, wow, this is another thing, and this is another thing, and it's just, you know, and just our community, and, you know, our community and complete strangers and listeners, I mean, we're just over the moon. Former classmates, people I haven't seen since graduation, you know, have popped up, and it's just, it's shocking. It's shocking. I hope that everybody listening feels the love and support someday for some reason, and I hope it's not anything horrible, but if you could just experience the love and support that I've felt in the last day, like, that's all I could ever give back to you guys, because there's no amount of money that could make me feel the way I feel right now. It's just, I just can't. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So my son calls me the other day. We go from one extreme to the other.
Yeah, what did he say?
He more or less wanted to apologize for being such a jerk when he was a kid. Which I thought was kind of cool. Yeah.
How did something happen? Oh, did he?
I don't know. No, I don't. I don't think he was making amends or anything like that. But I guess something happened that reminded him. It's like, geez, that's something that I would have done to my dad or said to my dad. Or, I mean, we had the adversarial relationship, you know, father and a son. You know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, squeak. My chair. Did you hear my chair squeak?
So
you but, and your dad did, or you and your son did? I'm sorry.
You know, people get tired of hearing me talking about my brother and sister, mother, father, They weren't my mother and father. They were my brother and sister relationship. So
right.
But and then he started talking about this sensory deprivation tank that he's going to be in. It's where I kind of sort of know him. Joe Rogan, the comedian, of course, obviously he has
podcast. What's the purpose, the goal?
I guess it's supposed to open up your mind or relax you or get in touch with your subconscious or, I don't know, meditation, I guess, a form of meditation. You float in a saltwater solution that is supposed to make you.
Have you seen these?
Incredibly
buoyant. Have you seen the picture?
I am only familiar.
They have them
with,
here.
No, I would love to do it. Actually,
we
I'm kind of curious
it.
To do it. But there was a movie in the 80s called Altered States with William Hurt, and I forget the lady's name who was in it. But Griffin was not familiar with the movie, and I kind of blew his mind about. Oh, you want to do the sensory deprivation tank? Well, there's a movie. I mean, and the special effects obviously are 80s special effects, but it's William Hurt who is in the tank, goes in the tank to try to explore his consciousness, ends up going insane. But my point is, it's a movie. I don't know. He opens up his brain or something. I kind of sort of forget the ending, actually. I think it does have a happy ending.
So sensory... Like breaking it down, sensory deprivation. It's completely dark and you're just floating.
Right. There's no
sense.
You're
not touching anything.
There's no sense of up or down. The way it's supposed to work, I think. You don't know up or down,
so
left
it's
or right.
It's like the truest form of,
right.
Like it's best place to meditate.
Totally black. There's no,
right.
There's no sensory input. So
you
can't smell anything. You can't taste anything. You can't, there's no gravity on your body.
You can't be in meditation and the dog come up and lick your face. That's happened to me, by the way.
Ruby does that to
me. Licks your face?
Yeah.
You know why they lick your face?
Get the salt off your face?
No, they smell whatever you ate last, and that's what it is.
It's not that they like me?
No, it is not a kiss. They want whatever was in your mouth.
Ruby was up on my lap last night, and once again, who's 30 pounds. And Monkey, who's 70, doesn't realize why she can't get up on Dad's lap, too. But... I realized last night that Ruby gets up on my lap just to lick the potato chips off my chest that have crumbled there.
She is a scavenger. And she's a loud eater.
She is a loud eater.
She's a very loud eater. She's rude. I think the last time I let them out, I was like, you're both rude. You're incredibly rude. Monkey, you jump on people. And Ruby, you snap things out of people's hands.
Went to the Bark Park yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey did the rudest thing she's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that I've seen her.
Did she pee on something?
No, there was like seven or eight people there with their dogs. And there was a lady sitting on a park bench watching her dog. Monkey goes up, jumps up on the park bench next to the lady, and then jumps in the lady's lap. And the lady's just sitting there.
Did she not think it was funny?
She didn't look like she was amused. But
because you let your dog, your dogs are like bratty kids in public.
It's
like,
a bark park.
It doesn't matter.
If you're going to a bark park, expect dogs to bark at you and jump up on you.
No.
If some other dog did that to me, that's part of the deal.
I'm trying to think of a good comparison.
It's different than a daycare.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I don't want a kid jumping up on me. I get that.
You don't want a dog? I would rather a kid jump on me than a dog.
You and I both know that that's Monkey's ultimate compliment, to jump up on somebody and try to get in their lap.
That's like you saying the ultimate compliment for a woman is if you have an erection and it's not, I shouldn't have said that.
Let's try to leave my erections out of this.
Not you. I shouldn't have said that.
Draw another comparison. Take your time. This time, instead of just jumping into an analogy.
Here, I'm walking by you in a restaurant and you have a plate of food and I'm like, that looks delicious. The ultimate compliment would for me be eat this because you made a good choice on the food you made and the chef, it was a great chef and look at that, and I'm just going to eat off your plate. Same or not?
So I'm sitting at a table at a restaurant. You're walking
through. You make
a
better comparison then. Compare it to a gentleman's club. Compare the bark park to a gentleman's
club. So if
a
girl, if an entertainer is giving me a lap dance, and a guy walks by and says, "Hey, "What about that ass?" and smacks her bottom while she's dancing for me. Is that?
No, I don't think we're not. Still not doing that right.
I like the restaurant better.
You like the restaurant analogy better?
Oh, man, you know what sounds good?
What?
Sullivan's.
Sullivan sounds good, and so does Fish.
Oh, Fish.
Kaplinger's.
Yeah, they are the best. So anyway, kids, huh?
So I think that you shouldn't. So I think that you need to teach your dogs manners.
Kids
your dog children are not polite.
You know what? And I realized last night, because yesterday, with this throat thing that I've had for 6 weeks, and obviously it's better now, but it's still not 100%. But I don't think I have nodes, because I've been doing this for 40 years in October. And I've never had a node, and I don't know why I would form a node now.
Have you seen?
I have no nodes.
Have you seen Pitch Perfect? Everything I know about nodes, I learned from Pitch Perfect.
One or two?
One.
I think I did see one, yeah. The guy from Workaholics is in one.
He's in two also.
Is he?
Yeah. And he's on Modern Family.
I don't watch Modern Family anymore.
He's the best part of Modern Family.
Have you seen Workaholics?
He plays like a completely... No, I haven't seen Workaholics. Between you, my dad, my brother, I've not seen Workaholics.
You've got to start watching Workaholics.
No. No. You should see... Back to my dad's fiance. You should see her face when she walks in or comes in when my dad's watching Workaholics.
Tight butthole?
I don't know about that. See?
That's a compliment.
It is?
Mm-hmm. You know, like that's really tight. Well, they add butthole to it.
I like butthurt.
Butthurt.
I use that a lot.
See, butthurt.
I do like that. I use that a lot.
I like punching the dick. Have you ever done that?
Have I ever done it or have I said it?
Have you ever said it?
I say it all the time. I say it to you regularly.
That's a punch in the dick.
Oh, no. I say, I'm going to punch you in the dick or the forehead.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Or the forehead. I usually say forehead.
You are really trying to eat Cheetos while we're doing our podcast.
Keep turning using the cough button.
So anyway.
I know. So that now I think I have your cold.
I've been
Between
sick.
You and the baby head croup.
And I realized last night
and I think,
that I don't get along well with healthcare professionals. There are two doctors I get along with now, my urologist and my cardiologist. I still don't have a general doctor. Or is they a PCP, primary care physician?
I talked to my good friend Donette about this yesterday.
I don't get along well. And it just happened yesterday, although yesterday was a little bumpy for part of the day. And I called a throat guy like Monday.
Yo, throat guy.
To try to get an appointment. And they called me yesterday. And I'm on hold twice. And then the third time someone comes on and you start the, are you such and such? What's your birth date? And you have this doobie insurance.
Right.
I
might look into the doobie insurance.
And then she goes, well,
Is that available in Colorado?
You have doobie A plus insurance or doobie B plus or doobie C plus. And I say, I don't really know. And she says, well... Do you have your insurance card there with you?
And you say?
I was on hold for quite a while. Let me call you back. And I hung up.
And you didn't call him back.
And I didn't call him back.
So you and I have this conversation about...
I don't understand why
the
you
state
can't...
Of health, the state of health care. I will pay an additional fee for convenience.
Well, there is that does exist. I looked into that. That does exist.
It does.
Like so much a month, you have to pay a month. Like another other than your
premium
health insurance premium, you have to pay X number of dollars a month, and you have more or less a doctor on call.
Is it like the American Express, like Black Card for?
But you're paying, let's say $500 a month, to have the privilege to pay the doctor and have him see you in a timely fashion.
Really?
So you
what's
have
that
to,
called?
I don't know. But you have to pay him just like a regular visit, but you also have to pay him the extra money for the convenience.
Right.
Whether you go to the doctor that month or not, he gets that money.
Well, it's kind of like a parking. When you go to the parking lot and it's you're paying for the convenience of someone, like the parking is free, but you're paying for the convenience of someone who's parking for
this you. This is like you pay for the parking as well, but you pay for... It's like a personal seat license in the NFL.
Oh, now you're talking about stuff I don't know.
If you want seat 1A, you have to pay for the opportunity to pay for the seat.
Oh, it's like paying for being on the waiting list.
Right. So you get a seat and you get to pay extra. So anyway, the long story short, I did see a regular doctor. And that did not go well. So now I have to find another doctor.
So I talked to our friend Donette about this yesterday.
She's a healthcare professional.
She is a healthcare professional. And she said...
I'm difficult?
No, that's what I told her. I said, you know what I need to do?
I'm charming.
I said, I need to call ahead to these doctors and say, look.
He's going to call.
This is what I'm going to need you to do.
I'm being unreasonable, aren't I? I guess. Because they put up with
a lot
of people.
No, it doesn't matter. It's over the phone, you're terrible in general.
Yeah.
With anything. If you have to call for service.
I hope people saw my tweet. I really did want to put it out in the universe that that's my last thing that I really need to work on is. That's the one and only thing left. Shut up. I apologize to everyone I've ever spoken to on the phone. Are you saying that there's a couple other things I could work on?
I told Donette, I said, he's in therapy with me every day and he doesn't even know it.
Oh. Well, now my back's hurting.
My back hurts too. It's my it's my
sciatica.
My sciatica.
And your sciatic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but for them, as when you finally get on the phone to make your appointment, I look at it as they have to be sure that you're going to be able to pay for the appointment. Sitting here hearing myself say that way, I guess I want to be paid for my job as well.
Right. But here's the thing, too.
But they seem preoccupied by it.
I have recently had to visit a clinic, I think it's a free clinic. I don't know. Or for I don't know which one it is, like Medicare, Medicaid.
Why did you go to, because you've had pain, right?
No, it's not for me. I've had to take someone else.
Okay.
It was the most polite, quick, efficient experience I've been through. And I don't know if this is specifically to this clinic in Indianapolis, but it's nuts. It's crazy how fast it is.
Do they have a... ear, nose, and throat guy could look down my...
I don't know.
You know, I got a throat like a trombone. It'd be really easy for him to see my vocal cords.
A trombone?
Oh, it opens up.
You can do that again.
So I don't know what to do. I don't know.
I think you need to suck it up and go to the doctor. But didn't you have a doctor? I thought you said you had a doctor, but it was a doctor and there's friends with your... with somebody else. But then that person quit, didn't they? They were like, this is bullshit, I'm out. Then they quit being a doctor?
Who are you talking about? Oh, my old doctor, yeah.
Yeah.
But then she started practicing again.
Why didn't you? We already talked about this. You need to go back to the doctor that you went to in NuPow. That's what you need
is
to do.
Is she still there?
Yes, she got married, she changed her name.
But she's still in that office.
She's still in that office. I saw her... the other doctor in that practice today, this morning at school. This isn't relevant for anything.
Maybe I will.
Do it. Oh my gosh. Okay, then let's not talk about it anymore.
I want to talk about it until the topic is resolved. It hasn't been resolved yet.
So what are we going to do? We wait for a doctor to call us?
Yep. Let's open the phones.
Open the phones. Let the doctors call. Doctor, it's who... would you like to be Chick McGee's new family doctor? Private practice. What do you say? What is it?
Tweet me. Chick McGee 1. PCP. Primary care physician.
That's how you got your attorney. Through
yeah,
Twitter?
Yeah.
Right?
On Twitter. Why can't I get a doctor on Twitter?
Can I get a doctor? Can I get a doctor on Twitter?
I don't need no doctor. You know, Jess, the Off the Air podcast is brought to you by Chicks Vodka.
What?
The warm hug that's ice cold. Mm. Chicks Vodka, available in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. Online at binnys.com. That's BINNYS.com. You can order it, and it ships to most states in the good old U.S. of A.
Born in the USA. I was born in the USA.
And a big announcement coming up about Chicks Vodka here, I hope. I'm having the meeting this afternoon. We'll see what happens. Are you going to go to that meeting?
Huh?
You heard what I said.
Sure. Let's go to the meeting.
Let's go meet.
Let's do the adult things. Let's do all the adult things.
What about the story you had about your cell phone?
Oh, my God. So, schedules are crazy right now. And one morning I had to drive our foster son to a visit before I took the kids to school. And so we're all rushing around. We're crazy. Blah, 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 whatever. Get in the car. The baby's dancing to the radio. We're all laughing. It's kind of raining outside. We get to the location for the drop-off, and we're there early. And the baby's being silly, and so I was going to take a video of him, right? And the kids and I are laughing, and I was like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I was I got out of the car. I was looking around, couldn't find my phone. And so I hit the Bluetooth on my car, and it connected. And so I was like, well, it's in the car somewhere, right? So then Max gets out of the car. Addie gets out of the car.
And you guys are looking under the seats.
We're looking under the seats. We're moving the seats up and forward. We're looking in backpacks. We're looking everywhere. And so finally I walk over to the baby's side, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I dropped it in his seat and he's sitting on it.
That baby.
Mm-hmm. And so I get out of the car, walk around to the back, go to open the door, look on top of the car, on top of my station wagon, and the car had gone about, I think that's 6 miles from there to there, from my house to the location, in the rain, stayed on top of my car.
It was on the roof.
It was on the roof of my car.
So in all this hubbub, you, not thinking, just sat your phone up on top of the car.
Yep.
Kept loading the car.
Yep.
Got in, peeled out.
Yep.
Drove down the highway 6 miles.
Yep.
I'll take a video of the baby.
Nope.
Where's the phone?
Oh.
Under the seat? No, it's on top of the car.
It's on top of the car.
I did that one time. I left my... I think cell phones were just... It was one of those Motorola StarTacs.
Oh,
remember those?
Best phones.
Best phone ever, right?
Yeah, I got grounded for life because of one of those phones.
Did... Hold on to that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Did not do anything near what the smartphones do, obviously. But as far as connecting a call and clear as a fucking bell all the time, the Motorola StarTac, the flip phone, the original gray plastic ones were badass with the plastic antenna. Remember those? And I sat it on the bumper of my, I had a black Expedition, and I sat it on the back.
You did?
I was mowing the yard and whatever, and had the phone out there. And then I ran out of gas in the lawnmower, hopped in the car, went to get gas, drove back to the house, starting to turn into the driveway. And I go, I wonder what that is in the road. Ran over the phone.
Oh!
Smashed it into a million pieces.
Were you sad?
I was very sad. Mm. But I immediately had to get another phone.
Yeah.
Because it was just after. Remember the phones they had? The only way they worked really well is if they were actually mounted in your car.
Uh-huh.
Did you have
I
one of those?
No. Aunt Susie had one, but I didn't.
Comedian did a...
About your bag? It was a phone in a bag. I remember the bag.
The only phone he had at first was a phone in his car. So his voicemail message would be, I can't return your call right now. I'm home. But as soon as I go out, I'll be able to return your call because it's the opposite of
it. I get it.
Why were you grounded over a Motorola StarTac?
Because I was given the phone when I got my car. When I got a car. And
what kind of car was that?
Was
that the Jeep?
No. I had a couple of cars. I had a I drove my dad's Suburban for a long time. My dad had like a 78, like it was like an ombre before ombre, like 3-tone blue Suburban, like navy, medium blue, and then sky blue on the top.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Does he still have that pickup truck, that blue pickup, the Z71 or whatever?
No.
It is?
Uh-uh. And I had that, and then my grandpa died, and they gave me his car for a little while, an Eagle Premier.
AMC Eagle Premier.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe the AMC company is not in business in the United States
anymore. It's a good car. I liked that car because it kind of looked like a Mercedes.
I had a Gremlin.
And then...
And the Renault Alliance. Didn't care for either one.
And then I had my mom got the money from when my grandpa died, so then she bought me a new car. She bought me a 2-door Jeep Cherokee, and I loved that thing. I got a lot of tickets.
What color was it?
Red.
You like the red cars.
I don't, but I did have red cars. And then after that, something happened to that car, and I didn't have it anymore. And then my dad bought me a Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know what? And I remembered this story. So I was 16, 17 maybe, 16, 17, and I didn't have a car, and I was like, well, I'm going to find a car. So what do you do when you find a car in 97 and you need a car?
A trader.
Yeah, you go to Wheels and Deals, man. I think it comes out on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. We would always, like, probably from the time I was 13 until I was 16, I got a Wheels and Deals every week.
Asking 1850 OBO.
OBO. So I got in there and I was like, I found a red Volkswagen Jetta, and it wasn't, I mean, it was maybe 5 years old, maybe, and in Plainfield, and I called the guy and I was like, this thing, I set everything up, and then I was like, Dad, I need this car. Like, I didn't ask, like, we weren't shopping for a car or anything. I was just like, this is what we need. And my dad.
I don't know your father. I know him.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he didn't respond too well to that.
My dad drove me out there.
What?
And bought me the car. $5,000.
Boom.
I was a spoiled, rotten brat. I was spoiled rotten. I wasn't a brat. I don't think I was a brat. I don't think that I behaved in a brat way if I didn't get what I wanted. But I never wanted for anything. And I think back on that story now, and I think if Max or Addie did that, I would probably do the same thing. But it would be because they deserved it. So I just couldn't believe that, or maybe that's the relationship my dad and I had, like, I needed the car. I also helped with my siblings a lot. I needed a vehicle, seriously. Taking kids to school, picking kids up from daycare.
You needed a rig.
I needed a rig. So it was so bizarre. I thought about that story recently, and I was like, damn, he didn't say anything. He just wrote the check.
You just got in the car, went out there, and picked it up.
Yeah, I went out there and picked it up. 5-speed.
That was a 5-speed?
Huh?
Be daggone.
Or 6-speed. Are Volkswagen 6-speeds?
No, you got me. I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
For reverse, I don't know if this is just in this car, but in reverse, you had to push down that's common? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because my Renault Alliance was in an actor. My Renault Alliance, you had to push in to go reverse, I think. I had the Mazda GLC.
Where was reverse in your TT?
Back and to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think you had to push. Boy, I'd love to have another TT.
That was a fun car to drive.
Man, that was fun. So much room.
No, not really.
You didn't like it. You said it was too claustrophobic.
I feel like every time we were driving it, I was like drunk or... And so I was like, I don't want to puke in his car. Like, we'd drive it on the weekends, right?
And they'd be yeah.
Like, woo! Party! That wasn't me on the bit, by the way. But that sounds just like it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Girls Gone Wild?
Woo!
Party! So. And then after the Jetta. Oh.
The white car, I think.
Oh, right? I had a white Ford what were those Freestyles?
Taurus X.
It was a Freestyle.
I think yours was the last Taurus.
Yeah, Freestyle. Yeah, that. And then I had another SUV and I have the car I have now. That's not very many cars. For being almost 35 years old, is that a lot of cars?
Oh, Lord. Well,
let me see. So that's the cars that were actually mine. The Jeep Cherokee, the Volkswagen Jetta, the Freestyle, the
Land Rover,
and then this my one. Car. That's five. Five cars, 15
it's
years.
Not bad.
No, 20 years. Almost 20 years. That's not terrible.
Think about that for a minute. You've been driving for 20 years.
I haven't been driving for 20 years.
You've been driving for 20 years.
I have not. I'm only 34. I have been driving. I've been driving around my neighborhood for 20 years.
I thought you said
the neighborhood
that you...
I live in, I've been driving around for 20 years. My dad would just give us the keys and let us drive around the neighborhood.
You and the other one took that car and drove around all the time, right?
Uh-huh, Jesse and I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People did that, though, right?
David and I drove around. He had a yellow Pinto.
Before you had driver's license?
A yellow Ford Pinto.
Yeah.
And right next to his house, there was an apple orchard. And I drove
What'd
it one
do?
Time, and I took it into the apple orchard.
On purpose?
On purpose.
Yeah?
And I...
Would you hit a tree?
No.
What'd you do?
I did just enough damage for him to lose his mind.
On purpose? Because you're careless. You
I don't think it was on purpose.
Pretty careless when you're driving. I know you're a safe driver, but I feel like you're careless.
I can't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm busy while I'm driving.
You are. I pulled up by you the other day when we were both leaving here. You had your glasses on. You're looking at your phone. And I was like, hey, nothing. Didn't look up or anything.
That's not true.
That's 100% true.
That's a lie.
Nope. One.
Anyway, I hit a low-hanging branch with the yellow Pinto and knocked the radio antenna off the car.
No, you didn't.
So we were listening to the radio station and all of a sudden, wham! No connection. Was very upsetting.
Way to go.
So that's me, and that's Jess, and that's our podcast this week. Full of thankfulness and gratitude. And we're going to make a new rededication of doing the podcast.
We're going to do it when we can, you guys. You know that. We're going to do it as much as we can. But I promise, here's what I promise.
Oh, my God. You can't even get the promise out of your mouth.
No, I'm trying to decide which promise I'm going to make.
Oh, my God.
Or break. Or not do it all. We're going to do some off-site podcasts. You and I are going to do a rock climbing wall.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to wear my GoPro. We're going to do a rock
as
climbing
far,
wall.
If you mean rock climbing wall, me on the ground holding the rope while you climb the rock in the GoPro, I'll do that.
No, Papa, you're going to go up the wall, too. We're going to do hot yoga. What else did we say we were going
to
do?
I would like to do hot yoga.
I know.
I mowed the yard yesterday.
You did? You're that asshole, huh?
What do you mean? Why am I an asshole for mowing
the yard?
Because
you don't need to mow the yard yet.
I absolutely did need to mow the yard. Mm-hmm. Here in Indiana, I'm going to say a week late.
Really? Neighbors who have mowed the yard.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have to tell somebody this. Max clocked his dad in the face with a football the other day while I was talking to him, and it was the funniest thing I've seen. Like, if you just seeing an accident happen is, like, an accident like that. Like, somebody tripping and falling, and they're okay or whatever. But somebody to be mid-sentence talking to you, and a football smack them in the face is... But you know what was more funny is Max's face, like trying not to laugh and running away and being like, oh, crap. It was funny. It's all funny. Sorry.
All right. Tell everybody about the podcast and go to the GoFundMe site on my Twitter, ChickMcGee1, on Jess's Twitter at the Jess Expo.
I'm trying to decide, should I just keep everybody updated, use my Instagram, or should I start an Instagram and tell the story of Addie and the puppy and do that? I don't know. That's what I'm trying to decide. But until we decide what we're going to do, just go to my Instagram and I'll post updates there, like as we travel and go to the different facilities and meet the dogs and the trainers. I'm going to share all that with you guys. I want you to be a part of this journey because so many of you contributed to it, and I'm so, so grateful. Again, my heart is absolutely overflowing with love and peace, and I'm beside myself. Thank you so much.
And here's another Bob Schneider song I want you to hear. I'll play the whole thing so you can listen to it at your leisure if you'd like. This is called You Be All Right from his latest album, King Kong, bobschneider.com. Good night, everybody.
If you want to stay, then stay. If you want to go, then go away. If you want to run, then run. If you want to shine, we'll bring the sun. You'd be alright, you'd be alright. You'd be alright, you'd be alright, you'd be okay. If you want to smile, then smile. If you want to lie, lie here a while. And if you want to bring clouds, bring them to me when they're good and full and loud, so I can hear them in my dreams. So big and black they break the seams and fall down on everything and everyone in their way. And now the way you'd be all right, you'd be all right, you'd be okay. And I don't care what they say. You'd be all right, you'd be all right, you'd be okay. Lay sleeping, well, all the vampires, and they'll come creeping. They drink my blood and steal my soul. But I don't bother to lock my door. Don't care much anymore. This house is empty. And black is cold. And it's got nothing. It ain't got nothing. I'm losing you. Feel like a captain sailing down to sea, and all I carry are these memories, and the ship is sinking. There's no way home. And all the people that I know, they all tell me, just goes to show that no matter where you are, you're still alone. It's got nothing. It ain't got nothing to do. Utilization. I'm losing you. The
and you.
Mm-hmm. All right.